This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Pete Ellison is stepping down. They said he's going to make a last-minute entry into the race for Minnesota's attorney general. And here's what he said. I will make a decision tomorrow because it's a filing deadline. He's been in Congress since 2007, served as deputy chair of the Democrat National Committee since last year. He's a leader of the Bernie Sanders wing of the party, but he's been chafing for months at both roles, they say. Being in minority in Congress and being consumed, or say, I should say subsumed, to DNC Chairman Tom Perez, who beat him for the top job. Both of them are crazy, nuttier than guano. Ellison, I'm looking at the article here. Ellison had looked at jumping into the AG race early in the year but passed on it after incumbent Lori Swanson skipped her own expected run for governor and seemed set to run for re-election. But then came a weekend of drama at the Minnesota Democrat Farmer Laborer Convention. Swanson didn't get a majority of support for re-election and jumped into the governor's race on Monday. Whoa, there's an opening for AG in Minnesota. Let's just put a American-hating, Jew-hating, ethnocentric, racist, Muslim-loving Democrat into that office. All eyes quickly turned to Ellison, it says. Beyond the reasons making him want to leave Washington are the reasons drawing him to the job. Attorney generals have taken over significance within the Democratic resistance to the Trump administration, and Ellison wants to be that leader. I say to you, people of Minnesota may surprise him. I don't know who's running against him. I haven't looked at this race whatsoever. By the way, I have looked at a race that I am endorsing. It is Kelly Ward, Dr. Kelly Ward, running in Arizona for the Senate. Absolutely top-notch candidate. And the lady she's running against is a lady named Sinema. She's a bisexual lady that used to be in a relationship with Janet Napolitano. Janet Napolitano made her career. Obama endorses this woman like you wouldn't believe. She's a member of the Communist Party, a former member of the Communist Party who's now running as a Democrat, anti-military, even though she uses her brother, a former Marine and a law enforcement officer, in the commercials. Man, these Democrats will say and do anything just to get ahead, just to make people believe that they care. So Dr. Kelly Ward, met with her a few times. She came and did a presentation with a group of people. I thought she was absolutely fantastic. Told her I'd help her campaign, you know, wanted to meet with them, find them donors, all that. Dr. Kelly Ward, K-E-L-L-I, Ward, look her up. Make your own decisions, by the way. But I absolutely think she's the best candidate, staunch conservative, went against the grain. In many instances, somebody said to her, why would we pick you? What have you done to prove that you're not going to go to Washington and do what they tell you? And when she gave that answer, I was like, that's it. There's our candidate. Went against the grain in many ways. Where she did gave three examples where she says, I didn't make me popular, but I did it for my constituents. So she's got my endorsement for sure. Look, folks, lots of things speaking to us, telling us we are on the right track. Things are going the right way. I have talked ad nauseum. He's talked ad nauseum about the economy. But I have. I've said everything I can possibly tell you about it. What the Democrats, the only strategy they have is to make you believe something that you don't need to believe. They want to divide and conquer, but they want you to believe that we're dividing and conquering. Trump says, make America great again, America first. That is those are slogans of come together and let's do this thing, right? That's not what they say. Even it's permeated down to the level of sports. Steve Kerr, the coach of the Golden State Warriors, I mean, this guy's become a clown. He's a caricature of a coach. Coach basketball, dude, you got dudes. You know what they do for a living? They bounce a ball and stuff it in a net. And you think you're significant. But here's Steve Kerr.
It's not surprising. I think the president has made it pretty clear he's going to try to divide us, all of us in this country, for political gain. It's just the way it is. We all look forward to the day when we can go back to just having a celebration of athletic achievement.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. That was Coach Steve Kerr wanting to go back to the days when athletes just worried about athletic achievement. Oh, you mean like before Colin Kaepernick took a knee and talked about Black Lives Matter, lied about police officers and the number of blacks that are killed? Steve Kerr, name me the last black killed in the city where you live that you give a crap about. Name them. Name one that any of your players get the entire team and have them name one black in where they at Golden State. What city? Compton. What? L.A. Tell me which black you care so much about. Tell me what your team is doing to thwart the violence in black communities, stop the gang wars between the Latinos and the black gangs, and fighting MS-13 and doing your part. Or are you just bouncing a basketball during the day, stuffing it in a net? Because that's what it seems like to me. The divisiveness that Steve Kerr talks about is the divisiveness that leftists focus on all day, all night, 24/7. That's the divisiveness.
Oh, but Donald Trump, we're not going to the White House.
Really? So who's being petty? They preemptively, we're not going. Okay, you're bucking tradition. Why? Because Trump's a racist. Please prove it. Right, because he's not down with Black Lives Matter? Is that it? Is everybody that's not down with the stupid notions that black leftists come up with, is that the litmus test? Because I got a lot of other litmus tests. Because, see, I'm not down with the number of blacks that kill other blacks. I'm not down with the number of blacks that are committing the majority of the violent crimes in this country. I'm not down with them. I'm not down with the blacks who decide they want to run away from their children and their responsibilities. I'm not down with blacks who don't want to put in the effort and jobs and look for any excuse to become a victim. I'm not down with any of that. There are a lot of blacks in this country, the overwhelming number of us, who work our butts off. We don't look at people as color. We love our jobs. We love the people around us, regardless of color. We're willing to help. And you know what? We used to be the most philanthropic people in the country, but we're not anymore because we've been lured in by the craziness of leftism. Anyway, lots to talk about. Keep it here, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Good to say, but we're going to say it right here on First Take. Donald Trump has the NFL in the palm of his hands. He can do whatever he wants to them right now because of the positions they've taken or the positions they refuse to take, preceding the whole Colin Kaepernick thing. The fact that he has a constituency, we want to sit up there and we want to, the man got over 62 million votes. You got a lot of folks out there who are patrons of the NFL product. The NFL, or matter of fact, some of the NFL owners are his friends. And make no mistake about it, the constituency they cater to, the patrons that they cater to, a lot of them are what Trump voters. He knows it. He took the position that he took. You could call it a diversionary tactic or whatever the case may be, but what it comes down to is that the power of influence matters. He has it, particularly over them, because he knows what they tried to do. He knows what he wants to do. More importantly, he knows how to do it better than them, and he's got them. By the you know what? Because they folded to him.
Stephen A.
They folded.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I don't want to belabor the point of what Trump did to the NFL. But Stephen A. Smith, who you were listening to there on First Take, and Stephen's a bit of a blowhard, but he did nail it. Trump has the NFL in the palm of his hands. Now, he says they folded. They folded because they said, you're going to take your protest into the locker room but not onto the field. That's a fold. No, fold would have been, if you protest in any way, you're out of the league. And eventually it may end up something like that. The NFL is not going to recover unless it takes a harder stance. I will not watch the NFL, even though they said, well, they're not going to protest. They're going to be in the locker room. If one guy stays in the locker room, it's still a protest. You get, look, okay, take a knee. Don't put your hand over your heart. Raise your fist, whatever. When you stand on the sideline, whether you put your hands down beside you or whatever, I'm okay with that. But when you raise your fist or you say, I'm not going to show up, or you take a knee, you're disrespecting the country. And what Stephen A. Smith didn't say is that all those patrons and patriots that he was mentioning, because he used them interchangeably, they get it. What you do for a living, running a football end to end, is not going to supplant what we believe about this country. We will leave your sport. We've proven it. NFL is not going to improve this year, folks. I hope. Yeah, you know, I talked to some fans the other night. A friend of mine, he's a Cowboys and Raiders fan, and we were talking about the changes in the sport, and I said, I haven't watched it in 3 years. He says, I watched some last year, but he goes, honestly, it's losing its luster. But that's not what I wanted to talk about. I wanted to talk about fake news. The media, they say, decries the moniker of fake news. Here was an article. As decision time nears on whether Sinclair Broadcasting Group will be allowed to purchase 42 TV stations in 33 markets from Tribune Media, mainstream media has stepped up its campaign to discredit the right-leaning company and present the sale as an unacceptable move, as Slate put it, enabling the company to pump poison into the brains of local news viewers. The latest line of attack involves a script Sinclair had news anchors read on many of its 193 television stations and local newscasts. Let me tell you what I'm about to read to you. This is amazing because it is an Alinsky tactic. So here's what they say. Our greatest responsibility is to serve our blank communities. The script reads, we are extremely proud of the quality, balanced journalism that this local outlet produces. These are in parentheses. But what we're concerned about, the troubling trend of irresponsible, one-sided news stories plaguing our country. The sharing of biased and false news has become all too common on social media. More alarming, some media outlets publish these fake stories, stories that just aren't true, without checking facts first. Unfortunately, some members of the media use their platforms to push their own personal bias and agenda to control exactly what people think. This is extremely dangerous to our democracy. I hate when they say that because it's a republic. Anyway, at Outlet, it's our responsibility to pursue and report the truth. We understand truth is neither political, left, nor right. Our commitment to factual reporting is the foundation of our credibility now more than ever. But we are human, and sometimes our reporting may fall short. If you believe our coverage is unfair, please reach out to us by going to website, clicking on content concerns. We value your comments. We will respond back to you. We work hard to seek the truth and strive to be fair, balanced, and factual. We consider it an honor, our privilege, and responsibility to responsibly deliver the news every day. Now, John Oliver, the British comic, word used loosely, he made a comic strip with a mashup of everybody reading the same statement. Now, we've done this with many of the leftists. Now, here's what's interesting. Sinclair owns their own stations, and they can do that. What you'll notice about the left is it doesn't matter whether it's CNN, NBC, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, or a host of other news outlets, they will all say the same thing. Now they're mad at Sinclair because they say they just delivered a message to 193 stations by just putting it out there. Stay with me. This is why I started TeaPartyCommunity.org. I want you to imagine 2,000 locations, bloggers, citizen journalists, and all disseminating the information that has been purified for the conservatives to say, this has been fact-checked, it's true, it is factually right. I don't mean it in the place of, ideologies. It is factually true and correct, which, by the way, probably means it's right, with a big R, conservative. And you can put this out there for yourselves and know that it's not going to come back to bite us. You can challenge immigration on these various issues I'm going to give you, and so on and so forth. Sinclair scares the heck out of the left. That's why Slate and all these people are coming in there. And let me tell you the thing about Sinclair. Sinclair, unlike Fox, is absolutely conservative. Now, they're going to deliver the news in a truthful way. They aren't looking for to be, quote, balanced, because the balance is, if you're talking about terrorism, they're probably going to tell you it's a bad thing. They're not going to rationalize it and say, well, not all Muslims are terrorists. We understand that. You know, not all anything is anything. That's the beauty of getting rid of, absolutism. So it's a silly notion to say that. And they're going to deal with this in such a way that you're going to actually get to hear the truth. The closest thing to it is this OANN. I forget what it stands for, but it's the, I don't know. There's a few people over there, and I know them. The Washington Examiner is over this thing. That's the closest we have to it. These are the Sinclair is the only media group who actually could give Fox a run for their money, if you ask me. I believe O'Reilly's in talks with them, and I think they've made overtures to other. But if they are able to get these other stations and do the things that they want to do, I think you're going to find Sinclair a real player. And that's why you're going to see more stories where people are a little bit leery of what's happening with them. Anyway, we'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
It's a very confusing time in the financial markets, and nobody knows that better than financial markets analyst Doug Casey. Casey Research wants to send you a free copy of Doug's controversial new book about the stock market, our economy, and American politics. Warning, this book is not politically correct. Casey is known for his outspoken and brutally honest views. He once called global warming a political scam. He's made millions betting on investments seen as too controversial by the mainstream. In this new book, Casey reveals shocking predictions about hot issues like immigration, Russia, and the next stock superboom. Doug Casey is an investing legend. Find out where he's looking for gains in spaces like tech, even cryptocurrencies. But watch out, this book is simply too controversial for bookstores. Go to totallyincorrectoffer.com to get your free copy so you can see for yourself. Shipping and handling charges apply. But be warned, this material may be taken down at any time. Just go to totallyincorrectoffer.com. That's www.totallyincorrectoffer.com. Totallyincorrectoffer.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump held a joint news conference with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Of course, the topic of discussion mainly was North Korea and the upcoming summit.
We're going to have a great success. I think it will be in one meeting. I think it'll take longer than that. This has been going on for many, many decades. This is something that should have been solved by other presidents, as I've said often before.
President Trump was also asked if a meeting here with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un took place, where exactly that meeting would take place.
Maybe we'll start with the White House. What do you think?
Last week, President Trump met with Kim Kardashian at the White House. This week, Alice Marie Johnson was pardoned. Senator Cory Booker has a problem with that.
Clearly, I'm concerned about the process. There's thousands and thousands of people that deserve commutations, deserve pardons, and it shouldn't take Kim Kardashian going to the White House to get something like that done.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
We have a chance to do surprisingly well in the House, maybe become the third time in a century that a presidential party actually gains seats in an off-year election. So I would predict today we're closer to a red wave than a blue wave in terms of the fall campaign.
And the bad news just keeps on coming. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com. Wow. Did you catch the primaries? This is horrible news. We should have talked about it yesterday, but I'll tell you, this is amazing. I'm so loving this report. Woo! I wish I could, like, frame it or maybe make a bunny rabbit, you know, like a stuffed bunny toy just to cuddle with it. This is some amazing news. You know, I've already talked about the blue wave that's fizzled, and of course we just played the clip again. We played it earlier in the broadcast, but Newt Gingrich saying there very well could be a red wave. And the guy who was talking about this, he says blue wave is crashing. And the article in The Hill gave all the reasons why the Republicans can be a lot more optimistic about what's going on than the Democrats. Scary times to be a Democrat. But I found another article that, even though I found the one in The Hill, which was bad for Democrats, this one, from a different perspective, is even worse. It's worse. That's what old black people say. It's worse. Huh? Really, it's worse than before? Yes, oh, it's much worse. Judging from Tuesday's primary results, the blue wave in California means Democrats waving at their polling places as they drove by. Final numbers on voter participation won't be in for a while, but turnout seems unexceptional. With more than 97% of the precincts reporting, less than 21% of registered voters had cast ballots. That's in line with the anemic turnout in the 2014 primary. Don't say that. That was during the time of Obama. And far, far below the five previous midterm election primaries. So in other words, prior to Obama, the only one in 2010 was better, all leading up to that. But by 2014, Democrats were so demoralized in California, it was like, what? They got crushed. 2018. Whoo. Far below the previous. They said, who said this year was special? Oh, right. Democrats did. The line from the national media echoed the making lemonade out of lemons paragraph by the Times. Christine May Duke. Democrats in California appeared poised Tuesday night to avoid getting shut out of key congressional races for November election, the most pressing risk they face as they seek to retake control of the House. Now, I played this clip earlier. Let's do it again because it fits now, but it was the Democrats, the system that they implemented whenever, I think in 2000, it's now presenting midterm problems, and then I'll come back and finish telling you about this particular story.
key part of the Democrat strategy to take back the House of Representatives from Republicans starts here in California. Their target was 7 congressional districts that were won by Hillary Clinton but are held by Republicans. The anti-Trump furor here on everything from immigration to fuel efficiency standards to oil drilling brought out tons of Democratic candidates. But all of that Democratic energy has come with a twist this year, and that's because of California's unusual top two primary system. In the June primary, voters will get a ballot with the names of all of the candidates, regardless of party. The top two vote-getters will advance to the November contest, even if they're in the same party. In several of the most competitive districts, there are so many Democrats on the ballot that there's a chance that they could all splinter the vote, allowing two Republicans to advance to the November contest and hurting their own party's chances of taking back the House in November. In 2010, California created this system for all statewide offices, including governor, members of Congress, and even local positions like the state legislature. Only Washington has something similar. Supporters of California's system say it allows candidates with more moderate points of view to get on the ballot. So all this Democratic enthusiasm about Trump could help Democrats or hurt them.
So the Democrats set up this system that they thought would, and, you know, they sold it as, oh, it's going to let moderate voices be heard. But they really wanted Democrats facing only Democrats, and it's backfired. Now, this article continues. Yes, there were lots of Democrats competing with one another to flip the 6 Republican-held U.S. House seats in districts won by Hillary Clinton in 2016. But not getting shut out isn't exactly the same as striking fear deep in the heart of Republican incumbents. Maybe it's the same. But that was the threat. We will strike fear in the hearts of the Republican incumbents. Didn't happen. This is the most blue state in the country. I mean, California, then Massachusetts, then Oregon, and then you could go down the list. California is the least risky state. This is where they thought they would make the most hay. This is where Republicans were supposed to fear having ever been born. But they say Democrats may remain within hailing distance in 4 of those seats, but the strongest candidates in each of them was from the GOP. In fact, get this, here's some bad news. The only incumbent House member who didn't come out clearly on top was a Democrat. Yes. The very system they put into place backfires on them. 4 Republican incumbents held and held firm. They want to go after 7 seats, and they got none of them. The only one who was an incumbent that got anywhere close to having some issues is Pete Aguilar, a Democrat. He's from Inland Empire. And get this, he trails the Republican Sean Flynn. It's only 100 votes, but he's the incumbent. Now, I'm going to stop there for a second. Donald Trump's hated, right? Hispanics hate him, blacks hate him, women hate him, Muslims hate him. Anybody that's seeking asylum hates him, and on, he's hated. The LGBT, you name it, they all hate him. You're just learning this, of course, but yeah, he's hated. Look at all the poll numbers. So what? He's polling higher than ever, highest than any post-World War II president by his own party. Okay, so what? The millennials now believe both houses of Congress are equally incompetent and not just blaming the Republicans. So what? Blacks have had the Kanye effect and want to vote more for Trump than ever before. Who cares? Kevin Jackson's using logic. Now, we don't cotton for logic around here. Sorry for using cotton, Kevin Jackson. We understand it's sensitive to you. Pete Aguilar. Why do I say that name again, and why do I pronounce it with my Julio Iglesias accent? Pedro Aguilar. Aguilar. That's a good name. It's a very sexy sounding name. Aguilar. It has something to do with water, doesn't it? No, agua. Oh, sorry. No, it doesn't. It has nothing to do with water. Pete Aguilar is behind as a Democrat. I wonder why. Because, you know, here's why I'm wondering this. Because the Mexicans, the Hispanics, the Latinos, they are all over California. They are the biggest group in California. They want to take over California. Pete Aguilar is losing to a Republican. This is not possible, is it? And here's what they said. One interesting non-factor. Identity politics. in a state where Latinos make up the largest ethnic group, the two most prominent Latino candidates sputtered. Did you hear what I said? Yeah, California is supposed to love its Mexicans. Man, we love our Mexicans around here better than black people love chicken. Ooh, better than a fat boy loves cake. Oh, yeah, we love our Mexicans. Give us some Latinos. The two most prominent Latinos sputtered. Former Los Angeles mayor, Antonio Villaraigosa. His name is Villaraigosa. It's Villaraigosa. Wow, that's a mouthful right there. Isn't it, Monica? Antonio Villaraigosa came in a distant third in California's governor's race, and former state president pro tem Kevin De Leon was still battling for a spot in the U.S. Senate contest, barely visible in the Senator Dianne Feinstein's rearview mirror. They put that old lady back into the Senate. I mean, she's going to win, and just blew over president pro tem of the Senate, former state president, Kevin De Leon, it's Kevin for him. They said Democrats are counting on liberal Californians' antipathy towards President Trump to energize the party, just as they sparked so many first-time candidates to run for office. But the real MAGA effect on the primary seemed to be on the GOP side, where the Trump endorsement of John Cox pushed the Republican businessman and frequent failed candidate into the number two gubernatorial top spot. He's number two, I should say. Cox would appear to have as much chance of beating Gavin Newsom in the general as Cleveland Cavaliers do of winning the NBA Finals, but that's not the point. Having a Republican at the top of the ballot brings out GOP voters statewide. So that's the theory. So they're not going to have two Democrats driving that voter turnout, and you've already seen what's happening with the Republicans and what's happening with the Latinos. This is not good news, folks, for the Democrats, no matter how they try to spin it.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
If you talk and they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Yeah, you can do it if you try.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Donald Trump continues to defy the experts. He confounds them. Glad you guys are here. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. He commuted the sentence of Alice Johnson. I want to get into that in a second. But before I do, I want to play a clip. There was a guest on CNN, and she has Trump derangement syndrome. And I just want you to hear these people as they argue against the president.
Angela, I want you to weigh in.
Yeah, it's just dishonest, right? This isn't about people who disagree with the partisan leanings of the president. There are Republicans who are my friends. This is about someone who has trafficked in bigotry, xenophobia, and racism from the very beginning of his campaign. Everybody has a right to say, you know what, I disagree with you, and I especially disagree with how you carry yourself as a leader. I have yet to see you demonstrate real leadership. This is not about the national anthem. That's the side issue. The real issue is Donald Trump's issue with crowd size. This crowd would be the same size as his inauguration, and that's what he's really frustrated about. Let's be really, really honest here. That's what he can't handle, the ego blow. Instead of having people around him that are not yes men and yes women and yes people, he has people that continue to lie on his behalf. The Eagles didn't volunteer not to go. They uninvited the Eagles. That's the issue. This is all about his ego, and we're going to now end up in a midterm where we're talking about the national anthem. The national anthem is problematic in and of itself. There's a second verse that Colin Kaepernick brought attention to that has yet to be discussed on broad platforms. In addition to that, people have every right to go through the practices of practicing free speech. I didn't mean to say practice twice. But the bottom line is we have an opportunity to say, this is something that's bothering me. Until this country serves me the same way that it serves so many other people, I have a right to protest. And you should pay attention to what those issues are if you're a real leader.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. So that's this clown arguing that Colin Kaepernick didn't get his due, blah, blah, blah. Racism, racism, racism. And then I want to play this next clip because this is Trevor Noah talking about Jim Acosta being mad that Kim Kardashian visited the White House. Now, Trevor Noah goes on to trash Donald Trump, and he, you know, he's no fan. And I mean, in fact, he's an idiot. Without the laugh track, this kid doesn't have a show. But here's this clip, and then I want to get to what I really want to talk about, which is the release of Alice Johnson and the commutation of her sentence.
Kim Kardashian West met with President Trump yesterday, and it turns out she was there for something legit.
Kim Kardashian at the White House for reasons you may not expect. The reality star lobbying for a pardon for a convicted drug trafficker and great-grandmother whose cause has caught her eye.
After 21 years in a federal prison on drug charges, Kim Kardashian wants President Trump to grant 62-year-old great-grandmother Alice Marie Johnson a pardon. Kardashian took up Johnson's cause months ago.
She spent over two decades behind bars. I think that she really deserves a second chance at life.
Weirdest episode of the Kardashians ever. And now, while many people applauded Kim for lobbying the president on behalf of an incarcerated great-grandmother, not everyone was happy to see her in the Oval Office.
The fact that Kim Kardashian is here at the White House today, and what planet that is anything resembling normal, because it's not. She shouldn't be here talking about prison reform. It's very nice that she is here, but that's not a serious thing to have happened here at the White House.
Oh, I'm guessing Jim Acosta would love to walk that statement back. As they say, it didn't age well historically, and we're only talking about a few days. Wow. And then I want to go back to this clip that of Steve Kerr, coach of the Golden State Warriors. And I want, as you listen to this clip, understand that this is on the backdrop. Trump is a racist, and so the Golden State Warriors nor the Cleveland Cavaliers should go to the White House if they win, and they're not going, even if they were invited. Blah blah blah. But here's Steve Kerr explaining how Donald Trump is such a bad thing for America.
It's not surprising. I think the president has made it pretty clear he's going to try to divide us, all of us in this country, for political gain. It's just the way it is. I think we all look forward to the day when we can go back to just having a celebration of athletic achievement.
So there you have it, the backdrop. Donald Trump's a racist. Doesn't matter what he does, right? So what? Donald Trump has black people more employed than at any time in history, closed the gap between the blacks and the whites in terms of unemployment, and that he's promoting black women to general. He's freeing black kids from, countries where they commit crimes. He's making black neighborhoods more safe by being tough on crime. But then this latest move, which I think is absolutely genius. Kim Kardashian, who Jim Acosta thinks it was a travesty that she visited the White House. How dare she want to spend time with the president to free Alice Johnson, a woman convicted in 1996, a non-violent drug crime. Nobody hurt. And I doubt that Acosta even took 2 seconds or any of these leftists to figure out what did this woman do. Now, I'll be honest with you. I don't care about drugs. If you don't commit a crime, if you want to smoke drugs, snort drugs, put it in your veins, whatever, that's your business as far as I'm concerned. I do understand the societal impact, and I think it's bad. But people make choices. They make bad choices all the time with other drugs that we've legalized. So I'm not going to be sanctimonious about it. I've never used them. That's my view on drugs, is I have personally chosen to never use them. That's my stance. Yours may be different, and that's okay. I would still love you as a brother or a sister, a human being, a Christian, a non-Christian, whatever you may be. But Johnson was convicted in 1996. I keep saying that, 76. They got her on 8 criminal counts related to this Memphis-based cocaine trafficking operation. And she had lost her job. Her son was killed. She got divorced and her home was foreclosed on. And she felt that her world was caving in, and she succumbed. And let me tell you something. Whether it's drugs, whether it's some theft, whether it's embezzlement, many people feel that level of desperation. The doors are closing in on them. They don't know what they're going to do. And they react in a way that would be none. They wouldn't do it otherwise. But here's what I want you to understand. 1996 to 2018, 22 years, this woman is served because she did a drug crime. There are rapists and murderers who serve less time. She was convicted to serve a life sentence. Look, I don't know anything more about her than you do. Maybe we'll find out more research. But her crime involved not beating anybody up. She was part of a criminal enterprise that apparently they really wanted to get. So they were dealing out big sentences. And she got caught up in it. Now, I don't know how she got on Kim Kardashian's radar, but I'll tell you this. Anybody who's serving that much time for a non-violent drug crime, in other words, nobody harmed in their drug crime, I think is ridiculous. That's why Tea Party Community, is actively working on these types of cases as well. Criminal justice reform is one of our big issues. Why? Because we believe that it is going to be disproportionately related to blacks, and they're going to be shocked that we care. I think it's amazing. I didn't know who Alice Johnson was before Kim Kardashian brought her to our attention. Maybe we become part of the president's task force and getting many more of these people free. And here, I'll do you one better. If you're a member of TeaPartyCommunity.org, maybe we help these people get back into society and stay out of prison and get productive and show the America that we are more than just talk. But I love what Donald Trump did. See, because what he did is he forced the left to say, really? He's a racist? Go look at a picture of Alice Johnson and tell me if you think Donald Trump is a racist. But I want to play what her daughter said when she learned that her mother had been released.
Last week, reality TV star and businesswoman Kim Kardashian, she met with President Trump. She urged the president to pardon Alice Johnson. Johnson's daughter, Tretessa, is on the phone with me right now. Tretessa, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How did you find out about the commutation?
Through the media.
Through television.
Yes. And then one of our attorneys contacted me shortly after, like second after I found out.
What did her lawyer say?
That it was true that she's out. You know, she's screaming on the phone, and that is true that he has commuted her. That Trump has commuted her sentence. And I want to publicly thank President Trump for doing that. That's awesome.
Let me tell you something, folks. This is a big deal. It doesn't seem like it's a big deal. It's a big deal. Donald Trump hits another home run. This is going to have impact.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.